The Dave Damaschek Football Program. Available on Apple Podcasts and at NFL.com/DDFP. Now here's your host, Dave Damaschek.
Hi and hello, football fans. I hope all's well wherever you are, and welcome to the Dave Damaschek Football Program. Not just in Big D, but in Cowboys Stadium for the first night of the draft. It's a wrap as we speak here. We just talked to the last of the first-round picks, Lamar Jackson. We also just caught up with Terrell Edmonds, the newest Pittsburgh Steeler. We started the night with Saquon Barkley and Sam Darnold. We'll have all that coming up for you. MVP, along seated to my immediate left.
How's it going?
I'm doing well. You're in the big chair.
What'd yeah, I can't believe this.
Yeah, it's
promotion for me.
I know.
In front of the glass.
Yeah, exhilarating stuff. What was the most exhilarating moment about what we're about to let the general public listen in on?
Wow, we had some good interviews. I was a big fan of Josh Rosen. I thought he was a great personality.
He, by the way, you'll maybe hear it in the audio. I had no idea he was coming in here. I turned around and there he was, a vision. In his red hat, and as you'll hear, he's fired up, and I love it.
I love
the way he was talking. He was not happy that 9 teams passed on him, so we'll have that. We got Darnold coming up, who I thought was a funny guy. Saquon was a really genuine,
sweet guy.
Yeah, really seemed to appreciate the moment, as did all the guys. Really personable lot of fellas that we got to talk to. With no further ado, then. Shall we just get to them and you'll listen in on it? And maybe I noticed, because sometimes I start talking to them, I forgot some of the time to say who I was talking to.
Yeah, but you figured it out though.
Eventually, not more than 2 or 3 minutes before into
right,
the interview.
Right, that's not inconvenient to the listener at all.
It makes it fun. Whose voice am I listening to right now?
Right on.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Is this Josh Rosen or is this Roquan Smith? We'll find out later. Yep. That's the fun game you can play as you listen along here to our draft coverage here, 2018 NFL Draft from Cowboy Stadium. And we'll start it off with the second overall pick to the New York Football Giants, Saquon Barkley. Well, look who it is. Number 2 overall to the New York Football Giants, Big Blue. With a stud in the backfield behind number 10, Saquon Barkley. Congratulations, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
How do you look in blue? Royal blue. I know how you look in the Navy.
Yeah. I think I look good. Obviously, we're going to find out soon, but definitely look forward to being able to put on that royal blue and white and hopefully have a great career there.
Well, you realize now you're immediately starting out in the house of an enemy, you know? You can't like these guys right out there. Who do you hate more? Pitt or the Eagles?
I think I should say the Eagles.
Yes,
so
correct
I'm
answer.
Go Eagles.
You're
I'm
all
go
right. See,
exactly.
Hey, that's what they said about you.
I was ready to get in boos from Dallas fans up here. First they'd be like, congratulations, and then they'd be like, we hope you suck next year. Okay, I don't know how to take that one.
In my book, if I could do anything, I would rather get drafted in the first round in the NFL than win an Academy Award or a Grammy or anything else. Give your acceptance speech. You know, you don't get a chance to do an acceptance speech. Go ahead.
Let's see. I'm looking at this one. I'm going to go first and foremost. I would like to thank God for blessing me with the opportunity to be here. Then I'm going to go thank my family. I'm going to thank my mother and father, my rocks. Without them, I would not be the man I am today. My brothers and sisters, Rashad, Shaquana, Ali, Aaliyah, Ali Bay, all you guys. Thank you guys for your support throughout the years. And to my little girl back home, my baby girl, I just had a daughter. We'll let you know, obviously, you don't understand at this moment. But hopefully, 20 years from now, we can reflect on this moment and you will say your daddy made you proud.
Congratulations on that, by the way. You're a dad as well. What a week!
Exactly.
It's been a busy week for you,
busy
huh?
Man this year, yeah.
Yeah, good for you, man. And if you want to call anybody out who didn't believe in you, because that's what I would do up on the stage.
Just start throwing shots at
yeah,
everybody.
Like, yeah, you didn't believe in me, and now look at me. That's
exactly,
how I would be.
Exactly, yeah.
Let me give you something. The best thing, I don't want to be cynical. It's great your dream is coming true, but let's not kid ourselves. Yeah. Look at this.
What is this?
You got money now. Look at this. Look at that. Hold that up. Let's smile for the camera.
I love it. $1 bill.
We got the whole thing. it's got your name and everything. That's who's going to be making the checks out to. Yes, you're right.
Netflix.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
Congratulations, man. Thrilled for you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Well, I'm stunned that he is now the newest New York Jet. Here he is, straight out of SC, Sam Darnold. Mazel tov to you, man. Congratulations.
Appreciate it, man.
How do you look in green?
I think I look pretty good. You know, I think it goes well with my eyes.
I think it does go nicely with your eyes, and I think the ginger and the green, that's all going to that's gonna work for you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, I think so, too.
Who did you hug first when you heard
my mom.
You hugged your... Right move. That's the right thing to do.
Had to.
Yeah. Who do you hate more, the Bruins or the Patriots?
Bruins. I'm a Brady guy. But now I can't be.
Oh, yeah, see?
Yeah.
Got to turn the page on
I know.
Man.
I know.
Let's try that again. Who do you hate more, the Bruins?
Bruins. That's it.
You stick with your answer.
Yeah,
That's
I'm sticking
fine.
With them.
I admire it.
Once I play them, I'll hate them more.
Sam Darnold. You know, to me, this is a great achievement, greater even than winning an Oscar or a Grammy or anything else. But you don't get to make an acceptance speech. Let's change that now. Go ahead and make your acceptance speech. Thank whoever you want. Okay. Or call out anybody who didn't believe in you.
I'd just like to thank my family, my close friends, obviously, and all the teammates and coaches that have been there along the way. You guys have helped me out so much, and I'm so grateful for all the support that you guys have shown me.
Do you want to meet? I mean, I know we just met, but this is going nicely.
Thanks to Dave for talking to me for like a minute and a half. It's been awesome.
Cool. I like that. Hey, I'm not a cynic. I think it's awesome that you're getting to live your dream. It's not work. You get to play football for a living. But still, this is a pretty good fringe benefit of being a pro football player. Look at this. You make a lot of money now, man. Have you thought about that?
That's X. That's a lot.
It's unfathomable.
Yeah, you can't even.
Like
it's not even a number.
Right.
It's crazy.
Exactly. What are you gonna buy first?
Probably something for my mom. Other than that, I wouldn't know what to buy. So, you know, I'm pretty content with everything that I got, but probably something for my mom.
You're gonna have to buy a crib in New York City too.
Or an apartment. Start small.
Yeah. All right. Sam Darnold, go.
Darnold's there.
Go live it up. Trip the light fantastic in Big D, and then get ready to play pro football, man.
I will.
Happy for you,
Alrighty.
Man.
Appreciate
Enjoyed
the time.
Watching you at SC the last couple of years.
Oh yeah, it's been fun. Yeah. Thank you, man.
Dave. Oh no, here he is. I'm sorry, I didn't want to take you away from whatever you're checking out down there. Hey, so what's going on? Anything new?
Nothing new. Just here in Dallas.
Oh no, you got drafted.
Oh yeah. My fault. I forgot.
Hey everybody, he's a Wolf Pack.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're a wolf.
I'm a wolf part
you're
of the pack.
Just a wolf.
Yes sir.
That's, I've never really thought about that.
Yeah.
Hey, who cares? You're not a wolf anymore. You're a Bronco.
I'm a Bronco.
Now it's Bradley Chubb, everybody.
Yes sir.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
Who is your favorite Bronco of all time?
Of all time? I mean, that's hard just because there's so many great players come out of there, but I can't even name one because there's so many.
Say John Elway. He's like he pays
but,
your bills and
but
stuff.
If I had to pick one, I'd say John Elway.
Good choice. Yeah, he's a legend, really handsome.
Yeah, definitely.
That's also
definitely.
What he is.
We got a lot of common with the handsome things.
So. Yeah, look at you.
Yes,
I'm like, you know, shake away the modesty. The whole draft process is over. Now you puff your chest out, right?
Exactly.
What about you and Von Miller, huh?
Yes, sir. It's going to be crazy.
That is going to be crazy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to working with him and learning everything that he has to offer. So I can't wait to get up there and start talking to him.
Chubb. Do you, I think that I'd rather get drafted in the NFL in the first round than I would win an Oscar or a Grammy, but you don't get to make the acceptance speech. Let's change that right now.
Mm.
I don't have an award for you. Can I get a water bottle or something to pretend it's like a trophy for Chubb here? Chubb, go ahead, make your acceptance speech.
And I just want to thank my mom, my dad, my brother, everybody who's been supporting me from the beginning. I love y'all and I appreciate y'all.
And also John Elway.
And John Elway, thank you so much for seeing something in me and allowing me to be a part of Denver Broncos.
Now, you wore the red, but is the orange going to be okay on you?
See, actually, my mom always said orange was my best color because it brought out my eyes and stuff. So hopefully the jerseys bring out my eyes.
didn't this work out beautifully
exactly,
for you then?
Exactly.
How great. You know what else is nice? I hate to say it because it sounds crass, but you're rich, man. Look at that. See? The Broncos, they're going to pay you money and stuff. Hey, so what are you going to buy first?
I don't know. I might get a chef first because I can't cook. So
a chef.
Yeah, I got to make sure.
That's living. Yeah, that's more than surviving. That's living. I like to hear that.
Yes, sir. I got to make sure I eat well.
Like a living chef in your house in,
Denver? No. Not in my house, but somebody come in, prepare meals and throughout the week.
That is great. That's a worthy use of your loot.
Yes, sir.
Good for you. Hey, you can have that when you go.
Oh, I appreciate it.
But I don't know if you can cash that. I don't know how that works. Go. Trip the Light Fantastic in Big D. Have the greatest night ever.
Yes, sir.
Have the greatest month ever.
Yes, sir.
Talk to Elway if he gives you any trouble.
I got you.
Tell him I told you. Next month, do whatever you want to do. Then you get to work after that,
yes,
okay?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Right. Yeah. Congratulations,
pleasure meeting
man.
You. Yes, sir. Thank
pleasure
you.
Well, look at this, everybody. This is exciting. I'm going on record here and now. I went on record on social media as well. I'm sure you saw it already. I declared the best quarterback in the 2018 draft. 5 years from now, we'll look it up and I'll be right. It's Josh Rosen. Mazel tov to you, man.
Mazel tov. I appreciate that. I promise I'll prove you right.
You look at you saying the mazel tov too. Is how much is that? I've never heard you talk about that. As a matter of fact, are you? I mean, did you have a bar mitzvah?
I was bar mitzvahed.
Really?
I was raised Jewish, but. My parents never pushed me in any one particular direction. I consider myself culturally Jewish. I'm not very religious, but I think it's definitely an invaluable community that I definitely feel attached to.
Wow. I mean, well, we park our cars in the same garage on that, but let's talk about the headline today. You're an Arizona Cardinal. How does it sit with you? I saw what you said afterwards, that nine teams in front made a mistake. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty pissed off as I was sitting in the green room. I was seeing teams go by and pick some other quarterbacks that I think I'm very, very clearly better than. And I thought I was going to get called. I thought I was going to go up and have to fake a smile. I thought I was going to have to pretend I was happy to be wherever I was. But for some reason, all that went away. And, like, real, authentic, true joy and determination set in the second I got a phone call. My phone didn't work for some reason, and my agent got the number, and he tapped me on the shoulder. I saw him, and It was one of the coolest feelings I've ever had in my life. And I'm more motivated than ever. I honestly would have walked straight off that stage to a plane in Arizona if I could.
I love it. And I see I'm even more excited to watch you validate my prediction of your greatness in the NFL. But listen, I know it's not just a dream. There's something practical that comes along with it. That's loot, man. Look at that. You got a lot of it now.
So is this like the semi-pro big check I got to deposit at the big bank?
Yeah, this is what the late Ed McMahon used to hand out to people at their front door.
Okay, absolutely. Do I have to go to a big bank to deposit this, or can I?
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
I got you.
What are you going to buy first?
I don't know. I'm a pretty simple dude.
Harley.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to need a car, but I'm not really looking to get anything flashy. I just want to get to work. Making a little less money than I initially thought. But it's all about the second and third contracts.
All right, let's take a selfie together at least to remember this occasion. Awesome,
I appreciate
man.
It, man.
Hey, go get them in the
Definitely.
NFL,
Thank
man.
You
Can't
so
wait
much.
To watch what you do. I know
I
you're
you.
Going to light it up.
Dave, da 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 don don, Dave.
All right, look at this, everybody. Still the newest Buffalo Bill by my count.
Yeah.
But one of two brothers drafted in the first round. I can't even think, has that ever happened? Do you know? It's Tremaine Edmonds, buddy.
Man, I don't know. But I'm telling you, man, I just went crazy just now. And it was crazy in a good way, man, because I'm doing interviews up here, and then somebody come tell me, like, your brother is about to get picked. I'm like, hold on now. I know this is not true. But, man, seeing him walk across that stage, man, it meant a lot to me. And I know my family right now is probably going crazy themselves right now, man. But it's exciting, man. It's
Listen
exciting.
Listen to you go on and on about how happy you are for your brother.
I am. I'm telling you, I'm happy, man, because, you know, nobody really knew. I didn't know. He didn't know. I mean, but this is a blessing, you know. It's
good news. You're 4 hours drive from Buffalo to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I've made the drive myself.
Yeah.
In fact, if you want me to give you a lift or your brother, because I got a ride in Pittsburgh, I can, you know, run him up to see you anytime
yeah.
you want. So.
Yes, sir.
You just hit me up.
Yeah, that's not far at all.
Now, listen. Go into there and make an acceptance speech. Thank whoever you want. Pretend you just won an Academy Award, but you just won something even better.
Man, I want to thank my whole family. I don't want to start naming names off, but my family know who they are. And I want to thank each and every one of y'all, because without y'all, I wouldn't be here right now. I also want to thank everybody that's here with me, that's on my list of guests, and everybody, because you all made this experience for me a once-in-a-lifetime experience, man. I enjoyed every bit of it, you know, spending time in the hotel to tonight. But like I said, man, my family, man, big shout-out to my mom, dad, you know, Nana, brothers, everybody, man, because without you all, who knows what would be the case right now with our family. But I really want to appreciate everything.
I can't believe it. Can you imagine your family right now? Are two guys in your family?
I'm telling you, I can't right now, and I can't wait to talk to them. I know everybody's, man, they probably crying down there. I know it's crazy.
Do you want to say anybody, to call out anybody who didn't believe in you? You should do that, too. That's a big move. That's what I would do. If I ever won an Oscar, that's what I would spend my entire time doing. And then my third grade teacher, you weren't that nice, you know, that kind of stuff.
Now, I don't want to call out anybody, man, but if that was the case, I don't really want to call you out. I want to say thank you. Because you pushed me to be the person I am today, so I want to appreciate you.
How excited are you in the upgrade in the uniform department? Listen, there's a lot of cool things about playing in that stadium and being a Hokie, but that maroon and orange, this is a good uniform you got.
Yeah, it is, man. I'm excited to put it on and get this journey started. And like you said, man, it's big time. It's big time.
Listen, go get on the phone with your brother, get on your phone with the family and everybody else.
Yes, sir.
I'm happy for you. Let's take a selfie.
Yes, sir, we'll do it.
Don't you think that'll be fun?
Yes, sir.
We should remember this occasion, the two of us.
Let me fix my, I'm sorry.
Go get him, man.
Thank
you. Have a great
Thank
time.
You.
So is your brother here?
He is. He just walked across the stage, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's
good.
Crazy.
Go have a great time,
Yes,
man.
Sir.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Dave
Demarchais.
You know what? I said this to Roquan Smith, and I'm going to say it to you.
No.
I said to him, if my team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, could draft anybody, I said it would be Roquan or Derwin.
Yes, sir.
Well, I didn't say that. I just said it would be Roquan.
Okay.
But that wasn't the full truth.
Okay.
I'd like for you to have been on the Steelers instead. You're a Los Angeles Charger. You go from Florida to California. What kind of life are you living?
I'm familiar with California. I was out there training for the combine for 2-3 months, so... You know, I had great experience out there. The weather's nice. So
wait a second. So you already feel like this is going to work out beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to work out beautiful. Yeah, it's going to work out beautiful. I'm excited, man.
You like that white hat you're going to be wearing? That white helmet with the bolt on it?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to look good
I like
on
that
you?
Yeah, it's going to look
good. I can
tell
you're a man of high style.
That blue. Yeah, it's going to look nice.
That's what you got to talk to him about. Say, like, enough with this dark blue. Yeah. We got to go to the
powder. Powder blue. Oh, man. Bringing the sauce, bringing the swag.
I know.
It's going to look nice.
So do you now hate... the Hurricanes, or do you hate the Raiders more?
Do I hate the Hurricanes? Like the Miami Hurricanes? Miami Hurricanes.
You hate them more than the Raiders?
Yeah.
All right, you got to turn the page, though, man. You got to, like, by September, you got to be like, ah, the Chiefs, they're the worst.
Yeah.
You know, like, you
got to
get that in your head. You know?
I got you.
All
right. I got
you. What did Deion say to you? He must be proud.
Oh, yeah, Deion was very happy. You know, we come from Florida State, and... he just told me what school, reminded people back home what school I come from. And he was happy for me, told me he was proud of me. And he just went ahead.
Do me a favor. This is I would think one of the great nights of your life. It's like you won the greatest award in the world.
Yeah.
Look into that camera. Give an acceptance speech.
Oh, man, I'm happy to be an L.A. Charger. You guys, again, a hardworking guy coming in, alpha dog guy. I'm coming in, a very, very skilled set guy. I can play many positions. And like I say, man, I'm happy to be a Charger. Happy to be on the West Coast. And expecting big things coming in this season.
If you want to put in some side work before the season starts, I'm in L.A., so, you know.
Okay, like, what you like to do, curl?
No.
Okay.
It's not about, I'm not worried about the weights. That's not what I'm about.
What you
know?
About?
I'm just like Bo Jackson. I don't like, I'm not about, like, weights and everything. That's not what the game's about, man.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, it's about instinct.
Yeah,
you know, that's
you.
What I'll teach you.
Okay, cool.
Okay?
All right, cool.
Hey, look at this. I got great news for you. I don't know if you've thought about it, you're thinking about it. Chargers, am I gonna like living in LA and all that? But I got great news for you.
You're rich. What is that?
You're rich! You're in the NFL! Look at that!
I'm happy, man.
I bet you're happy. I'd be happy too.
Yeah,
what are you gonna buy?
I'm gonna get my mom a house, man.
Nah,
probably my mom a house.
Really? In LA? Or is she gonna stay?
Florida.
Oh, yeah?
She likes Florida.
You don't want her coming on out to LA?
She's staying in Florida.
You gonna get a place by the beach? Up in the mountains?
I don't know, man. I'm gonna start off small. I'm not really of a big guy like that. I just like being clean, man. I like shoes and clothes. That's what that's what I like.
What do you think about who is your favorite Charger of all time? You've been out in Florida all
LaDainian
the time.
LaDainian Thomas.
Oh, really?
LaDainian Thomas, LT. That's my guy.
You know what? I happen to know LT, I can facilitate.
LaDainian Thomas. I actually know him, too. I have a good relationship with him.
Oh.
Went out there to Deion Kemp in Dallas and worked with him. So, you know, I have a familiar relationship with him.
Fine. Name dropper.
Yeah.
Derwin James. He doesn't need Dave's help, I guess. Let's take a selfie.
I got you, my man. Want me to take it? I'll take it. My arm's a little bit longer.
I don't know what that's implying, but all right. You can take it. My arms are longer.
My arm's a little longer, man.
All right, fine. What number are you going to wear?
I don't know yet. I haven't decided.
Have you thought about it at all?
I want something with 3 in it. Either 23 or 33.
Okay. I think 33. I'm going to choose 33.
Yeah, that'll look crazy.
I also happen to know I'm friends with the play-by-play man of the Chargers. Is there any call you would like for me to tell him you want anytime you make a big play?
Whatever player it is, I want him to get excited for me.
How about this? This is a little outside the box, but every time you make an interception, how about Matt Money Smith, the radio play-by-play guy of the Chargers, goes, Derwin James with the interception, Frozen Glazia.
I like that.
You like that?
That's a little different. I never heard that one. I like that one.
I know.
Yeah,
it's like Scandinavian for ice cream.
Yeah, okay.
Frozen something, you know? That doesn't make sense.
I got you.
No. Let's think about it.
Yeah,
okay?
I got you.
We'll do that after we do one of our workouts, then we'll sit down and we'll break bread and we'll figure out what your new play-by-play call should be.
All right. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Right. Derwin James, go have a great night. You got family out here?
Yeah, I got everything? We're going to celebrate.
Oh, you going to go out? What are you going to do? Eat food?
Nah, back at the hotel.
Oh, nice. Yes. Have a great time, man.
How? That's Dave Damashek.
You know, I like to have fun, but I also think that when I can help the next generation, that's important work. And I had the opportunity a couple of months ago to sit down with one Leighton Vander Esch and counsel him on the draft day do's and don'ts. Muzzle tov to you, first of all, Leighton. And did you take the advice that we worked out? We went through that tutorial.
It was funny because when I had it, like 2 seconds before the phone rang, I was thinking, I was like, okay, don't answer on the first ring. Because you're like, that looks like I'm desperate. So I waited like 2 rings and I picked up, and I mean, it was history from there.
Who was it?
Dallas Cowboys, of course.
But I mean, who was it?
Oh,
Jerry?
Who was it? No, it was the GM. Yeah, and then he handed me to Jerry.
What did he say? Hey, now, young.
He was like, here. This is the Green Bay Packers. And I was like, no. I was like, really? He's like, no, this is Jerry Jones. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. I was like, that makes more sense.
He's playing games with you on the phone.
Yeah, he's messing
with
me.
He's a wiseacre, this Jerry Jones.
No,
I had
awesome.
No idea.
He's awesome.
Now, the other thing we worked out, right, we didn't want you to be too desperate. We wanted you to express. How did you sound? Did you say, yeah, I want to be a cow? How did that sound?
I was speechless at first. I had to figure out what I was going to say because I was just so happy. I didn't know what to say. I told him I was extremely happy, and I was so ready to go, and I, That's where I wanted to end up the whole ride along, and it finally happened, and now we're sitting here doing this podcast.
Did you know that I don't recall you telling me that Dallas. Well, you couldn't say that during the drafting. That would be probably unattractive to the other 31 teams.
I didn't necessarily know it was going to happen, but I mean, once it got pretty close, and it was just crazy how it all worked out because it was just ironic with my agent being stationed in Dallas and all the Boise players that have played here and play here still, and just loving the program, loving the coaches. It really couldn't have worked out better.
Boy, this is a remarkable night in the sense that so many of the guys taken in the first round really get to go to their hometown or stay in a region or where their favorite team was when they were growing up. So the Cowboys are always your team, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. This is where
I'm... You're not jiving me now,
This is where I wanted to go since day one, and that's why I keep saying it couldn't have worked out better. It literally worked out perfect.
Who's your favorite Cowboy of all time?
Probably Sean Lee.
Sean Lee. How about that? How cool is that?
Yeah.
Lining up next
that
to
guy,
him.
Yeah. That's where it's like super crazy to think with me, because it's like now that I get to play with him and learn from him, it's going to be so awesome.
You know what else is awesome? Is that paycheck you get. I don't mean to be, you know... I know crass about it, but it is a part of being a pro football player. What are you going to buy first?
I don't know. I keep getting this question. I don't know how to answer it because I don't know what I'm going to buy.
You could, be, you know, maybe buy your tutor a little gift, you know, somebody who helped you with the draft day do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
You could. If you wanted to. You know what that would be? You know what the word for that is? Classy.
Okay.
If Leighton wants to be classy, he gets his tutor a gift.
Well, I guess we'll see.
All right. You'll come out to L.A. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
All right. So you have big night planned. You're going to go out on the town, everything else. Dallas Cowboy. That's some great thing. Can't get any better than America's team, right?
Absolutely.
Growing up
Absolutely.
Where you grew up and everything.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I keep going back to it. It really couldn't have worked out any better. I'm so happy and thankful to get the opportunity to play for this caliber of a program.
And the last thing that we did talk about when we did the draft day do's and don'ts was, who do you embrace first, and who was it?
It was my mom.
Nice. Well done.
You asked me agent or girlfriend.
All right, but the point was agent or loved one. That was that. The point. Right?
I hug my mom. I hug my dad. I hug my girlfriend.
Who picked out the purple suit?
Me.
You picked it out. Good for you. Fashion forward. I wouldn't expect that from somebody who likes playing on blue turf. You know?
Oh, man. I saw it. The first time I saw it, I was like, the fabric, I was like, I'm going with that one.
It's very smart. Pretty sharp. It's very smart. Go wear it out into the Dallas night, you know, have a wonderful time. And then we'll talk soon, because now that we're through the draft, now comes phase two of our tutorial program, you know?
Yep.
Now we got to start working on how you're going to shed some tacklers, you know, and all that kind of, I mean, shed some blockers and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah. I'm looking Ready forward for that? To it. Yeah, let's go.
All right. I'll teach, you know what? I'll even teach you my swim move.
Okay? Alrighty. Cool. All
right. One more
Sounds
thing.
Good.
Let's get a selfie to remember it.
Okay.
You're the first student to graduate my draft day do's and don'ts academy. Mission accomplished.
Awesome.
Thanks, man. Have a great
Appreciate
time. I'm happy
Thank
for you.
You. Thank you. You're listening to David
Damashek. Your brother was over the moon for you. How do you feel, newest Pittsburgh Steeler Terrell Edmunds? Did you have any hunch that you were going to be a first-round guy?
Honestly, I always had the mentality that I could be a first-round guy. Just talking over with my family and we just hope for the best. We came in here just blessed to have the opportunity to be in the NFL, and now we said wherever we went, we were going to take over with it. So that's just our mentality of things.
I think it's great, you know, for your family, but, you know, between me and my two sisters, in all our lives, we're never going to accomplish, you know, half of what you and your brother did in just like about 45 minutes, you know? Does that make me feel? Not very good.
You should feel good still, though. Feel good.
You know what? I'm a Pittsburgh Steeler fan, so I do feel good about this, and I especially like it because it's as though you knew it was coming because you wore black and gold.
Come on. You know I got to stay the part of everything.
It looks very good on
Thank you.
I like
Thank
it
you.
Quite a bit. Who gave you the call?
Well, Mr. Colbert called me first, and then I talked to all the coaches right down in the line. So I talked to Coach Tomlin, and then I talked to the defensive coordinator. Just talked straight down the line.
All in the same call? They were just passing it around?
Just passing it around. And honestly, I was lost for words because I was so excited myself. So I was talking to everybody. I think I was repeating myself a lot just because I was listening. But at the same time, I was like, this is really happening. So it was definitely a blessing back then.
Did you play it pretty cool, though? You didn't want to seem like, oh, I'm so excited. You know, you didn't do that. You were like, oh, that's a blessing. Well, I'm excited to...
No, honestly, I played it all the way out. It was because it was an exciting moment for my family. Because
I would think
My younger brother went a few picks before me, and then I ended up going in the first round as well. So it was a big blessing for my family. It was exciting.
Who was your team growing up?
My dad's team, Miami Dolphins. So I always watched the Dolphins growing up just because my dad played there. You can say I'm biased, but that's who it was.
Who you ever keep an eye on the Pittsburgh Steelers? Anybody stand out to you?
I wouldn't say so much. I watched Shazier some, and then actually seeing the tragic moment last year, and then actually having him here tonight, it was like a. Honestly, I was excited because seeing him healthy, seeing him smiling, seeing him actually give me the jersey, that was a blessing and everything. And
yeah, what a moment for you.
Yeah, it was an exciting moment just to be up there and shake his hand and actually get a hug from him and everything. That was amazing.
Well, good for you. I don't want to hold you up. This is, we saved the best for last. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. We get to talk to you, the newest Pittsburgh Steeler. Great success to you. You're walking into a situation where the expectation is going to be the way the team is structured here coming into 2018 is let's go for it right now. And so yes, they sir. Regard you clearly as a piece that can drop, who they can drop in and play in 2018 and make an impact on a defense that needs to step it up just a tick more. So yes, flattering to you, right?
Yes, sir. I'm ready for it.
All right, go get them. Let's take a selfie.
Okay.
And send it back to Pittsburgh, PA. You know what? Oh, you know what we should do? Instead, here, I'll take a picture of us.
Okay.
But I had Shazier do this 4 years ago when the Penguins were in the playoffs. You're going to have to, you know, be a little like support. That's very Pittsburgh loves its sports. Say, let's go Pens. What? Let me turn this around to you.
This is Terrell Edmonds, and let's go Pens. There we go.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
Good time, and congratulations. Yeah,
yes,
go
sir,
have fun
you.
With your brother. I know he's, I mean, he
yes,
really
sir.
Was.
He's excited, I
he
know.
Was, I mean, she can tell you, he was really, I was like, I was really like, Tremaine, you got drafted too, you know?
I mean, that's how I was back there when his name was
is that
called,
right?
I'm telling you. I ran all the way around that whole table for him just to give him a hug, so
that's how that's good. That's nice.
Yes, sir.
All right, go have a fun night.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to Dave Damashek.
Well, look at this. First of all, I want to give you an award, the suit of the night.
Oh, I appreciate that.
It's very fashionable. I don't think I would look so good in
yeah.
it, but you really make it work.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Forest green, I think is what it is,
Money
right?
green, lucky green.
Can I tell you something? It's Lamar Jackson, of course, new Baltimore Raven, and
yes,
this was not what I wanted to see happen. I like the Steelers, and this is what I feared would be the choice they made, and now they have. How does it sit with you? Baltimore Raven.
I'm happy to be a Baltimore Raven.
You like that?
Absolutely. I love it.
What do you think about it? It's too soon to start talking about the situation. You'll have plenty of time to talk about that.
Okay.
You got Flacco there. You'll mm-hmm. battle that, and you'll figure out what the story is later on. But have you ever been up to Baltimore?
I did. I went up on a visit. I had a great visit, you know, Mr. Ozzie, you know, Coach Harbaugh. And I felt I was going to be a Raven, probably earlier. But, you know, they waited last pick, and I'm just honored. Yes, sir.
Hey, you're a Heisman Trophy winner, the NFL MVP, which perhaps one day you'll bring home as well. Has no name. Who should it be named after? And what should the pose be? Like, you know, the pose of the
I really
Heisman.
Don't know. I can't even tell you. You know, that's not even on my mind.
Who's your favorite Raven of all time?
Favorite Raven? Ooh, I like Ed Reed.
Oh,
I like Ed
one.
Reed.
That's a good
I like
one
Ed Reed.
With.
He brought a lot to the table. Even Ray Lewis. That's what they were known for when, you know, when I was growing up. You know, the defense a part of it. And defense won a championship. So I always heard that a lot, watching the Under Armour commercials. But Ed Reed and Ray Lewis, I don't know. It's out of those two.
You should also, even though he never technically played for them, say Ozzie Newsome, because he drafted
Ozzie, yes, sir. Absolutely. Hats yeah. out to Mr. Ozzie.
Did you? Was Ozzie on the phone? Is he the one who put the call into you?
Actually, it was someone else on the phone, you know, but I got to talk to Mr. Ozzie.
You? I got to tell you, what did he have to say? Sorry for making you wait a couple extra picks there?
He said, are you ready? That's all. Yes, sir, I'm
and
ready.
You said, I don't. Oh, you said yes?
Yes, sir, I'm
be
ready.
Funny, it'd be funny if you were like, I don't know. Talk me into it, you know?
Oh, no, they done. I waited enough. They don't got to talk
gonna make
me into
it.
You
going to make it worth my while, Ozzie?
Yeah, he did.
You know what? He did, because this is what you get. Yes, it's great. You're pro football dreams have
yeah.
come true, but you know what else comes true?
What that?
You get a lot of money now. That's
yeah.
what's going to happen to you.
What's
you're
this?
A first-round draft pick in the NFL. What do
yeah.
you think about that?
What's this?
Well, it's a check, but, I mean, you see, it's kind of like once you get done with the agent
okay.
fees and taxes
yeah.
and all that. I mean, it's not going to be that much, but still.
Yeah.
It's going to be money.
Cool.
You know, do you think? What are you going to buy?
First I'm going to have to earn it. You know, I'm going to have to earn it and let them know, you know, I deserve it, you know. But I'm going to buy a house for me and my mother and my sister, my two sisters and my brother.
Oh, that's nice. You, I also really kind of was keeping an eye on you. You were the guy who they kept. They do that with the quarterbacks who's ever left in that room.
Oh, okay.
That's who they throw on the camera there. But
yeah.
you seem pretty good-natured about it. Were you having fun?
Oh, you know, it was a fun experience for me, you know, just being here. You know, a lot of people not able to come to the draft. And just for me to be in Dallas, it was an honor.
Oh, that's great. So you were not at all feeling like, I better get picked while I'm sitting here.
At the end, yeah, it's like when I'm the last quarterback and the last one there, I'm like, man, I done burned this suit out. I better be picked up.
Yeah, Ozzie was teasing you for a second. He took somebody else. Like, I thought you were taking me, Ozzie.
Yeah.
Let's take a selfie real quick, to mark this occasion. Suit of the draft.
Sir. Definitely.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Just don't beat the Steelers. That's all. You know what I mean? There are 14
they
other games.
They passed me up, too.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Now it sounds like you're angry about that.
No, I ain't angry. It's,
you're going to show them, though.
I'm a Raven.
All right. Go wear purple.
I'm happy.
That's a fashion-forward color for a fashion-forward fella.
Should have worn purple.
I like that.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, next suit for you, purple. That's
purple,
right.
Purple, definitely.
All right, go get them. Go have a good night, man.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. A.
You listen to Dave Damashek.
Well, there you have it. Appreciate you making it all the way through all those interviews, and I hope you enjoyed them half as much as I had doing them. Great to meet these guys. 21-year-olds, all of a sudden, they go from, I don't know what their financial state is, but I know that they're rich on the other side. Great idea by MVP, too, by the way, to give them giant checks. They seem to really appreciate that. Several guys actually left here.
And took them away.
With their giant checks, which is what they should do. Coming up on Saturday, we have a bonus DDFP for you. We're going to sit down with the Good Morning Football gang, or at least three quarters of them. We have Nate Burleson, Kyle Brandt, and our first overall pick in the NFL media draft that we conducted a little while ago. My first pick was Kay Adams, and so we'll sit down with the three of them. Who needs Schrager? You know what? We're going to move forward with a bigger, better Good Morning Football. I don't know. I don't know what might happen after we sit down. You'll have to tune in to find out. For MVP, for Erica Tamposi, Mark Brady, and the whole gang who helped us out tonight, and all the players, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you on Saturday with the Good Morning Football gang. Until then, MVP.
It's been a thin slice of heaven.
You did it.